This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim?
It is. Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. We are without one of our mainstays here this morning. This is a school. This is an accredited university on air. And J.J. Jasper is one of our tenured professors here. Good morning, Professor Jasper.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
But Ed Vitagliano is skipping class again. I don't know where he is, but Fred Jackson is filling in. Good morning, Fred.
Just can't stay away from learning university.
Well,
I'm back.
Well, you're back, and we do like to encourage international studies. And Fred hails from Canada, So that gives us some reach beyond just the borders here of the U.S.
In full disclosure, Fred probably likes to come back just for the snacks that are in the teacher's lounge. Great stuff in there.
Fred's a Canadian American, And J.J. Jasper is an
Appalachian American.
Appalachian American.
From Kentucky.
We just want to make sure we're good in PC.
But does he have a green card? are you legal?
I've got a bottle of Mountain Dew and a corncob pipe.
And he's
does that count?
And he's from the Bluegrass State. There you go.
Okay.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
There you go. And what we're going to do here is each ask three questions and then open the phone lines up for you to call in and answer one and ask one. That's what we prefer here on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. That launches a weapon aimed at... No, I'm just kidding. you'll be responsible for starting World War III. No, here's the phone number. It's not a code to anything. It's the phone number to call us here and be on the air. 888-589-8840. American Family Radio. Now, here's the only ground rule we have is if you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. Don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, because we like to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the air as possible. JJ, what are your three questions
starting with here? Get started here. First question, what team did basketball star Larry Bird play 13 seasons for? Second question.
You don't know that. I don't even know if you should call yourself an American. But that's just me.
At least not a true sports fan.
No.
Then second question, true or false? For the past three Olympics, nearly every swimmer has eaten cantaloupe prior to their race to add buoyancy and increase stamina. Is that true or false?
I do that before I golf, but I don't know has anything to do with swimming or
not. I'll read the question again. For the past three Olympics, Nearly every swimmer has eaten cantaloupe prior to their race to add buoyancy and increase stamina. True or false?
Then cantaloupe.
Third question, Bible question.
Cantaloupe.
Look, you guys laugh.
I'm throwing cantaloupe.
More often than not, they turn out to be true.
Turn up to be true. I just turn up to be true.
And here's
if that's true, we need to sell cantaloupe bars, or cantaloupe energy 5-hour drinks or something. I don't know. But
go to the AFA store.
Get your cantaloupe. Don't drink two of them. Your heart will race too fast.
And here's the third question. Bible question. Who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby? Who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby?
What you got, Professor Fred?
Well, my first question is also a sports question.
All right.
What incredible country last night won the World Cup of Hockey?
Okay, that's that, for many of our listeners, that is trivia. But I know who it was. It is trivial, I should say, but not to the hockey fans around the world. It's a day of pride, especially for this country. Okay,
all right.
This country won the World Cup of Hockey last night.
Last night. Okay, very current.
All right, go ahead.
Very current. All right, second question. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson denounced what material object as a symbol of the arrogance of wealth?
Okay.
All right. 1914. President Woodrow, he denounced what material object as a symbol of the arrogance of wealth?
Gotcha. Socks.
Gotcha.
If you wear socks, you are a wealthy snob. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have just blurted out the answer.
Go ahead. All right. And last question, number three, biblical question. What tribe is Paul from? And yes, ending in a preposition, all the grammar teachers. What tribe is Paul from?
Paul is from a tribe?
He's from a tribe.
Hey, can I jump in and say that one of these questions is a mystery question, and if you answer it correctly, you're going to win a prize when you hear this sound. So one of these nine questions that we're presenting, one of those is a mystery question. You have to answer it correctly, and you'll win a prize, and what a great way to start off your Friday.
All right, here are my three questions. After Mandarin, this is a language in China. After Mandarin, what are the world's three most commonly spoken languages? So it's kind of a multi-answer question.
We know Pig Latin is one, so I'll go ahead and give you that one. You just have to come up with the other two.
The other two. After Mandarin Chinese, what are the world's three most commonly spoke languages? That's my first question. Number two, what adventure tale introduced the expression yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum? What adventure tale introduced the expression yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum?
Wasn't that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Weird.
Because that was a...
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and fly. Drive a flying car. Yeah.
We're not encouraging rum consumption. This is just a question. Finally, for me, here's the third question. What are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet? The Greek alphabet. Did I say that right? Word right?
Alphabet.
What did I say?
Alphabet.
Yeah, that right there. What's the first and last letters?
All right.
The Greek alphabet.
Oh. Let's get started.
Did I say alphabet? Is that how you say it? Alphabet? Alphabet?
So that's getting real close.
That sounds like a cat food, doesn't it? Hey, pick up some alphabet while you're down at the grocery store. Cat's about out of food.
Huh? Let's get started with Kevin from Texas. Hi, Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
We're doing great. You want to make sure and turn your radio down. Hey, listen, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to just go ahead and ask.
All right. Go ahead and ask your question.
Let me see if I can get the first and last letter of the Greek alphabet.
Okay, that's called answering.
Yeah, so you want to answer one first. You go right ahead.
What are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet?
I want to say Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega.
Way to get us started,
okay,
Kevin.
Kevin, if you can name us one more letter in the Greek alphabet, we'll send you a mug.
Well, I could say Beta, Delta.
Delta, I know Delta is one. All right, then take his address.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was putting Kevin on the spot, but he showed his knowledge of the Greek
scholar.
Yeah, way to get started, Kevin. Well, listen, you make sure and stay on the line, but go ahead and ask.
Hold on now, Kevin. If you
question.
Can give me the ingredients in a Greek salad, we're going to send you three mugs and a T-shirt.
I know I can give you one lettuce.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. You got a question for us? Fire away.
The T-shirt? No, sir, I don't. I just wanted to answer.
Okay. The Alpha and Omega, that's mentioned in the Bible, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. That's Revelation.
Amen.
Book of Revelation. All right.
Kevin, have a great weekend. Yeah. Make sure and stay on the line, okay?
Did you know that?
Have a good day.
Now, did you know that?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any? Give me some other Greek letters.
Well, you just think of Delta. Sororities or fraternities. Alpha. And you can run through the list there a little
Gamma.
Bit. Gamma.
Gamma. Give me one more. Come on.
I'm trying to think of those letters over top there on fraternity row or sorority row because they adopt those.
Alpha, gamma, thi. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead. Next call because we don't know any Greek after this.
Let's go to Dave in Virginia. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, brothers.
Good morning.
Hey, Dave.
I would like to answer one and ask you one.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
I think I'm going to take a stab at JJ's number one question, the Larry Bird team.
Here's the question. What team did basketball star Larry Bird play 13 seasons for, Dave?
Unless I'm having a false memory, it was the Boston Celtics.
You're exactly right.
That's right. Boston Celtics.
Nicely done.
He played 13 years. I think they won, I want to say they won 4 world championships, and maybe he won most valuable player a couple of years. Dude, one of the greatest of all time. 6'9", blonde-haired guy from French Lick, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing athlete.
Yep. French Lick, Indiana. That's
actually
that's
saw right a Celtics next game one time with him playing.
Did you really?
When I was going to school in the Boston area.
Okay.
Down in the old Boston Gardens.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And French
Bird.
Lick right there close to Evansville, Indiana.
Is it?
Yeah.
French Lick is?
Hey, Dave, had a guy one time, had somebody ask me to babysit their bird, and they never came back. And so I adopted this little parakeet, and so I just went ahead and named it Larry.
Did you really?
Yes, because of it being a bird.
Somebody gave you a bird?
Well, they wanted me to babysit the bird.
And then they never came back?
They never came back, yeah.
And they never called or you never saw them again?
I got stuck with the bird, but wound up having a, besides having a bird brain, he was actually pretty smart and wound up having a good little connection
and
there.
And these were friends of yours?
You live long enough, you'll have some strange things, but everybody got a kick out of it. Why would you name it Larry?
Right.
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
Yeah. Gotcha. What's your question for us, Dave?
Okay, it's a colonial American history question. What was the name of the first English child born in America?
What was the name of the first English child? What now? Fire what? Ask again.
What was the name of the first English child, like a little baby child, youngster, born in America?
Man, I'm going to say James.
Okay. I'm going to go with Bubba.
Bubba?
Since it was America.
I'm going for the whole name.
What part of the country was he born in? That would be helpful.
It was going to be right there around the Plymouth Rock.
In the Roanoke Colony, the first English child.
Yeah, we don't know. I'm going to say James. You said Leroy?
No, Bubba.
Bubba.
It's my guess.
And Fred said Leroy. Okay. So what is it?
Okay, the name of the first child born in America, the first English child, was Virginia Dare. She was born in the Roanoke Colony. That was the colony that later disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to it.
Mm. Yeah, did that precede Jamestown?
Yes. Matter of fact, she was born, I think, in 1584.
Right before Jamestown.
She was reasonable.
She was born in August the 18th, 1587.
Yeah. She was known for her athleticism, I think, and also scored very high on the ACT. if I remember reading about her, among other things, she accomplished.
Well, she didn't get as much notoriety as her sister, Truth Orr.
Yeah.
Truth Orr really caused sort of a real underground movement.
Come here, Truth Orr.
Hey, right. Thanks, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Have a good weekend, buddy.
And you.
All right. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. These things.
Now they're coming back to
ringing
you.
Ringing any bells? Zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda. So there you go. You're right. You got every kind of a sorority fraternity right there, and those, even though there's more. I'll give you more later on in the program. I'm going to give you more of the Greek alphabet.
There you go.
So if you only listen for that reason, it's worth it. Yeah. So go ahead.
And there'll be a test.
Yeah.
There'll be a test.
Like with any other class.
Virginia, what was her name?
Her last name was Dare.
Virginia Dare?
Yes.
And her sister Truther,
Truth
you said?
Or.
Okay.
Yes. Hey, Todd from North Carolina. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing just fine. How are y'all doing today?
We are blessed.
Amen.
We're doing better than we deserve. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Todd?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'd like to answer Fred's Bible question.
All right. What tribe is Paul from?
Benjamin.
Benjamin, you got it.
Nicely
Paul
done.
Is from the tribe of Benjamin. How many tribes were there, Todd?
12.
12 tribes. How many can you name?
Let me see here. Let me give a shot there. There's Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Gad, Asher, Dan, Naphtali, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin.
Woo! Wow. That's amazing.
That's way to go, Todd.
Tim, you were wanting to give away some mugs earlier. I think that's a good reason to give one away
That's an AFR mug right there. I know we're handing them out like candy today, but who can?
That was awesome.
That was
very impressive.
Todd, when we get through, just hold on, and we'll get your address and send you one of these AFR coffee mugs. Okay?
Well done.
Wow. Hey, and these coffee mugs right here, these things are nice now.
Little travel mug with a handle. Yeah.
They were made by people who speak Mandarin, and they're really good.
Hey, Todd, what's your question for us?
Okay, well, I've got a Bible question for you. This is from the book of Revelation. In chapter 3, Jesus is referred to as he who has the key of David. My question is, there is a person in the Old Testament that is spoken of as having the key of David. Who is it?
In the Old Testament, someone referred to as having the key of David.
Right.
And who is that?
I'm stumped. Fred?
Was that not your devotion this morning, JJ?
No, I missed that.
No.
I'm curious to know the answer.
Gosh, I don't know either. What is it?
Okay. You go to chapter 22 of Isaiah and read verses 15 through 22, and you find out that it's Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah.
Okay.
Gee, I should have known that.
Liam, the son of who?
Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah.
Oh. Why didn't you know that, Fred? Yep.
I missed that.
Todd, stay on the line. Thank you for that. Stay on the line.
Yeah,
and,
Todd.
And we're going to send you that AFR mug. All right?
Yeah. That's why I teach New Testament.
Thank you, brother.
That's why I teach New Testament here at Learning University.
You're a professor of New Testament.
The names are just too difficult in the Old Testament.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's in session, and we're going to go back to the phones, but before we do, we need to repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
That's fancy.
Well, I work on that.
Okay.
JJ, that's a multiple syllable word right there that doesn't just come without, doesn't just flow easily without work. What do you got over there, Professor Jasper?
Here's what I've got. Start out with true or false. For the past three Olympics, nearly every swimmer has eaten cantaloupe prior to their race to add buoyancy and increase stamina. Is that true or false?
Cantaloupe.
Second question, Bible question. Who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby? Then third question, the Nintendo character we know as Mario first appeared in what arcade game?
I know the answer to that. Lemieux.
Oh, that's good. That was good.
Another hockey anecdote? Yes.
Speaking of hockey. First question. What incredible country has just won
just
the World Cup of Hockey?
The World Cup of Hockey.
Fresh off the press.
Yes. What country just won the World Cup last night?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where'd they play that, by the way?
They played in Toronto.
Toronto. That's a home. Never mind. I better.
I'll
stop right there.
All right.
I caught myself before I gave the answer.
All right. Second question. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson denounced what material object as a symbol of, quote, the arrogance of wealth?
iPhone 7. No, that was before
now.
That'll
just
time.
Burn you up.
is that it?
That's it.
All right. My questions are, after Mandarin, which is a language spoken in China, obviously.
And Kentucky.
And they speak Mandarin in Kentucky, do they?
No, they play the Mandarin.
Oh, they play the Mandarin. They don't speak it. They play it in Kentucky. After Mandarin, which is in China, or someplace in the U.S. to call it China, what are the words? You ever heard that? China. Made in China. Look right there, son. Made in China. I'm telling you, they're taking us over. After Mandarin Chinese, what are the world's three most commonly spoke languages?
You got a man playing a juice harp, and he's playing a Mandarin. Somebody else hooting and tooting into a jug. You got yourself some Friday night entertainment, folks.
Right there. All right, so that's the question. Number two, what adventure tale, very common, you know this, most people do, introduced the expression yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum? Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. What adventure tale introduced that? Got a new question for you. What does a heliologist study? Now, you are disqualified if your daddy is a heliologist as his profession, or if you are one. If you're a heliologist.
Can we get a spelling on that?
You disqualify that.
Or if you live in Montana, unfortunately,
right. Don't call.
You're not allowed to
call. You're not allowed to call.
Is it an
spell it for you?
Is it an H-E-A-L or H-E-E-L?
The heliologist is a H-E-L-I-O-L-O-G-I-S-T.
Okay.
Element of P. Forget the element of P. It was a
Alpha and Omega.
E-I-E-I-O. H-E-L-I-O. L-O-G-I-S-T. Now, try to think of that without looking it up on Google yet. Okay, give yourself a second, or at least a minute or two, I should say, to consider what this word might mean. But if you're a heliologist, you get up every day, you go to the mirror, you stretch, you get your coffee, and you say, I'm ready for another day of studying this right here. And so that's what I want to know the answer to. Our phone number, hey, let's take a break right here. Take a break right here. We shall return. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
One of my favorite verses right there.
Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
Second Aesop, I think, second Benjamin. I don't know. I get confused on a Friday.
And it says, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Is that
in some version?
Did you have to memorize at Vacation Bible School when you were a child, and that's how you know that today?
And they said Moses said that too.
Moses said.
Yeah, you know what? When you hear things like this, that's just one more reminder of what Abe Lincoln said: "Don't trust everything you read on the internet."
We'll be back in about 3 minutes, and we'll continue to forge ahead in the world of knowledge.
Next time on Today's Issues, it's Miracle Monday.
I'm talking about something that can only be explained by the supernatural hand of God.
A few months ago, we had a lady put on our prayer chain with stage 4 cancer throughout her whole abdomen. And when she went back in 3 months for her recheck, there was absolutely no sign of cancer.
Wow. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR and online at AFR.net.
One of the more emotional times on our tour of Israel is when we go to the house of Caiaphas. This is where Jesus Christ was held.
the night before his appearance before Pilate. And we see the dungeon where he was held. And it's just a very striking thing to be there knowing our Lord suffered in this way and was treated in this way. That's one of the places we'll visit is the house of Caiaphas, where the trial took place as well. Well, for more information on our tour of Israel and all the places we'll see and all the places we'll go, it's going to be a wonderful time with brothers and sisters from around the country. Our phone number is 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, F-A-M-I-L-I-E-S, 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5 for more information. Or if you want to go on the internet, twholyland.com. Go to the website, twholyland.com. Come see the land of the Bible with us in March.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. In 2013, a small family bakery in northwestern Oregon refused to make a cake for a lesbian wedding. That decision led to a 3-year legal battle, which continues. Aaron and Melissa Klein were eventually punished by the state of Oregon, fined $135,000. That was the price they had to pay for refusing to violate their conscience. Recently, the Kleins were forced to close their beloved bakery for good. Aaron and Melissa Klein faced unrelenting attacks from the LGBT community. Their business was boycotted. They were bullied. Their children received death threats. The Kleins were literally run out of business by an anti-Christian, homo-fascist mob. It's hard to believe this could happen in the land of the free, the home of the brave, but we live in a nation that pledges its allegiance to the rainbow flag, not the American flag. We live in a nation where gay rights trump everyone else's rights. I'm Todd Starnes.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. With an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. He was brave, he was fearless, and as tough as a mighty oak tree. From the coonskin cap on the top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoe, the rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man, hey, the frontier ever knew.
When I finished listening to that and watching that, out to the woods behind my house I went.
Absolutely.
I channeled Daniel Boone. Huh? I know channeling's not a good thing to do, but I did. Did you?
Absolutely.
Who didn't? What?
Absolutely.
Coonskin hats were like the craze mm-hmm. in the, I guess, would have been the late 60s, mid 60s, late 60s, and early 70s. Now, your dad, this is, we don't know, we got new listeners every week here on Learning University. And Fred may not even know this. Fred Jackson is visiting professor from Canada here with us today. And, of course, the Pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, J.J. Jasper, is here every week, most every week. But and I'm Tim Wildman. But I'm going to ask you, your dad did a movie.
He was in a movie with Fess Parker. And I've got a framed picture of my dad and Fess Parker. And it's a Warner Brothers little pay stub at the bottom with how much taxes they took out and – you know, and all of that. He was an extra in a movie. I think it was 1955.
Now, is that what helped launch your career?
That had to. And you know, the fruit doesn't fall very far from the tree.
Right.
So I was actually, I had a cameo in the movie Fireproof. And when I saw that I landed the cameo, the first thing I did, right. I asked my wife, Melanie, I said, how would you feel about being married to a movie star?
Right.
She said, it depends. Which one?
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Real quick, fire away on your questions there, Brother JJ.
All right, here's what I've got. First question, true or false, for the past 3 Olympics, nearly every swimmer has eaten cantaloupe prior to their race to add buoyancy and increase stamina. True or false? Second question, who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby? Third question, the Nintendo character we know as Mario first appeared in what arcade game?
All right, my first question is, what incredible country has just won the World Cup of Hockey? What incredible country has just won the World Cup of Hockey? Hot off the press, less than 12 hours old. There you go, very current.
Nobody knows what hot off the press means anymore.
Oh, Fred, that's right, that's right.
Something new.
Well, it's on the internet too, all right?
Hot off the internet.
Hot off the internet.
All right,
second question. Mm-hmm. President Woodrow Wilson in 1914 denounced what material object as a symbol of the arrogance of wealth? And then I'm going to add my new third question. What valuable animal parts located mostly in Asia or Africa can be up to 10 feet long and weigh up to 200 pounds?
What animal parts?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like an attachment to an elephant or something of that nature?
Yeah.
Or a giraffe or a lion or...
Or
okay.
Somebody's intestine, I don't
know. Okay. All right.
You got you a 30-foot giraffe neck hanging on your wall in your den. You could probably be the only kid in your neighborhood that has such a trophy.
Thank you, sir. All right, here are my questions. After Mandarin spoke in China, what's the world's most commonly... I got so carried away there, I just lost my question. I'll slow down. After Mandarin Chinese, what are the world's three most commonly spoken languages? Number two, what adventure tale introduced Yo-Ho-Ho and the bottle of rum? Number three, what does a heliologist study? What does a heliologist study? Those are my questions. Back to the phones we go.
Let's go to Larry in Oklahoma. Hi, Larry.
Hey, JJ, how you doing?
We are doing well. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to go with Tim's language question.
All right, good. Thank you, Larry. Thank you for trying that. After Mandarin, what are the world's three most commonly spoken languages?
So you want three altogether?
Yes, sir.
More?
Three. I want three. Not including Mandarin. You know, Mandarin is the most spoken language on the planet. But after that, what are the next three?
Okay. Next three. Oh, I had two of them.
Well, go ahead. Go. Three. Give me two.
Let's go with English and French.
English is correct. French is incorrect.
Well, that'll help the next caller.
Yeah. And then, anyway, after English is Southern, and then, I'm just kidding. English is one of them. The French is not.
All right, Larry. Okay. Hey, what's your question for us? Good try.
Well,
on that.
Larry? Parlez-vous français? Larry?
No.
That would be a no?
No.
Okay.
That would be a no.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
I took Spanish in high school. That was about it.
See.
okay.
I don't think that answered
you guys
back.
Were playing.
Yeah.
You guys were playing Daniel Boone. I was going to ask another question, but since you were playing Daniel Boone, what was Daniel Boone's son's name? Come on, Tim.
Daniel Boone's son's name.
I can see that little fella, and I still catch reruns.
He's got blonde hair. He got in trouble all the time. I'll give you a hint. You need a hint?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Oh, it's like Jeremiah or something like that. I'm not. That's not the answer. I'm just going to speak.
You're getting there. It's named after a country.
Named after a country?
Yep.
I think it's Australia.
Come on, Tim. I thought you would.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's little Bahama.
We used to play Daniel Boone.
I know. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Named after a country.
What is it?
Must be Scandinavia.
Denmark.
It's Israel.
Israel.
Right.
That's right.
Israel.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, I should have known that.
Yeah, that's.
Now it comes back to you. You can hear all the different characters being...
Well, I have tenure anyway, so it doesn't matter whether I...
JJ?
Yes?
Shout out to fellow pilot, man. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
There's a clause in the Bible that says you can be envious of another man's airplane.
Which one is that?
Hezekiah.
About Benjamin or something.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All right, buddy. Watch your air speed. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
How do you measure airspeed?
Well, you want to always watch your airspeed, especially on takeoff or landing, because if you get too slow, the airplane will stall. And if you're too close to the ground, if you don't have a lot of altitude, you can't recover from a stall. So that's bad? Yes, that's very bad. So your instructor tells you over and over when you're learning, watch your airspeed.
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 Oh, your airspeed.
Yes, airspeed's probably important, too.
Brad, you think you're saying ear speed there for just a minute?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering there.
Yeah, well,
your ear speed.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and we keep going back to the phone.
Yes, Bill from Tennessee. Hello, Bill. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
You wanna,
hey, Bill. How you doing, brother?
Oh, doing fine, doing fine.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Mm-hmm. Do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I want to answer who recognized Jesus first in the temple.
All right, New Testament question. Here it is. Who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby?
Simeon.
Nicely done, Bill.
Mm-hmm. That was a great song by Michael Card back in the 80s about that. I remember about Simeon holding the Christ child, and now
he had some amazing songs. Yeah. He actually wanted to be a theologian. Went to
Michael Card,
and he went to Western Kentucky University, and he wanted to be a theologian. But he would play at little coffee houses, and he'd get invited back, and he said, "Well, no, I've got to get back to my studies." And because he got so many invitations, he didn't set out to be a Christian artist. He was just drafted to do that.
He is wonderful songwriter.
Amazing.
Singer.
But that's why his lyrics are so rich and deep.
Hmm.
Hey, Bill, what's your question for us?
Okay. In the movie The Wizard of Oz, who was originally cast as the Tin Man but couldn't do it because he was allergic to the aluminum powder in the makeup?
Joe Biden.
Crazy Uncle Joe. Okay. So this would have been probably somebody, we know this name, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, they would have been, so you're talking 1940s here, or 1950s, right?
So are we thinking maybe a Jimmy Stewart?
I was going to say Jimmy Stewart.
Danny Kaye, or somebody like that, or?
Well, Danny Kaye got a part.
What was Danny Kaye? He was a Scarecrow?
Yeah, he was Scarecrow, wasn't
he?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Let's go with Jimmy Stewart. What do you think?
Jimmy Stewart or
that's a pretty good guess.
Or Howdy Doody. Howdy Doody tried, but I don't think he. Anyway, what's the answer?
The answer is Buddy Ebsen.
Oh, yeah. From Hillbillies, Beverly Hillbillies.
So Buddy Ebsen and also Barney, or what was the name of that?
The detective show
he did. Anyway, he didn't get the part because he was allergic to the outfit.
Yeah, the tin.
Right, the makeup.
Well, I'll be the makeup.
Man.
Well,
he went on to do well for himself, though, anyway.
He sure did. Jed.
What was the name of that what was the name of that detective show he was on?
Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones.
Yeah.
Barnaby Jones, but always known as Jed Clampett.
Yeah, the first thing you know.
Yeah.
Old Jeb's a millionaire. If anybody asks you what's the first thing you know, you'll have the answer to that.
He was also Davy Crockett's sidekick when Fess Parker played him.
That's right.
Wow.
You're right.
Well.
Hey, Bill, have a good weekend. Thanks, buddy.
What a career. Did he ever win an Oscar?
No.
Was there ever an Oscar handed out for Beverly Hillbillies?
I don't know. They missed a good opportunity.
Mm. He was a musician, too.
Cement Pond is where I got that expression from.
Mm-hmm.
They had a green felt dining room table and had those fancy pot passers, those pool cues.
You ever had that idea for a show? they were on to something, weren't they?
Hey, David from Georgia. Hello.
Hello.
David, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both.
All right, sir. Which one you want to tackle first? Which question you think you know?
Okay, I'm going to try to answer a question.
Yes, sir.
The Mario question.
Oh, here's the question. The Nintendo character we know as Mario first appeared in what arcade game, David?
I want to say Donkey Kong.
You're exactly right.
Donkey Kong, that's vintage 1981, right in there.
That brought back some memories for a lot
of
people.
What else were you playing in the arcade? How old are you, David?
Well, I graduated in 82.
All right. You so and I, you're in our year apart.
Yeah, do you remember Frogger?
Hold on, let me ask him what he was playing. Yeah, what were you, what else were you playing in the arcade when you should have been in class?
Centipede, Asteroids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
I think Frogger, the JJ, that preceded all these games by about 5 years. I think, am I right about that? But anyway, yeah, you got Galactica.
That's the one I remember. Galactica. All those little things coming down at you.
And then Pac-Man had the most people in line, pretty much.
A lot of people are still getting insurance settlement from having that Pac-Man, elbow and wrist goofed up from playing Pac-Man.
Pac-Man caused a lot of contentiousness in the arcade room because somebody figured out the pattern and they were gloating because they had occupied the machine for 30 minutes while everybody else is waiting to play. And it almost brought things to blows on several occasions.
This sounds like a bad memory, Tim.
Yeah, well, I was waiting to play. Guy figured out the pattern, and he sort of looks at you, you know, about every 3 or 4 minutes, like, I'm going to be here a while. You can put your quarters back in your pocket or go to class. I don't care, but I'm not going anywhere.
Hey, David, what's your question for us?
I have a little biblical riddle for you.
We're ready.
Okay. Who was born before their father, died before their mother, and was buried in their grandmother's bosom?
We had this. We had this about a month ago. And
just repeat it again.
But I can't remember, so go ahead and repeat it again for us.
Who was born before their father,
yeah,
died before their mother,
yeah,
and was buried in their grandmother's bosom?
It's not Jethro, by the way. JJ?
See, when I think of bosom, I think of Abraham, but I don't know how he was born before his mother, father.
We don't know. We're stumped. What's the answer?
Abel.
Okay. He was born.
His father was never born. His father was
All right. Yeah, gotcha.
And so he died before his mother.
Because Cain killed him.
Yeah.
And and he was buried in the earth, which his father was made from, so Mother Earth is.
Yes. Duly noted.
Yeah.
Buried.
Great question.
Mm-hmm. All right. Man. Way to go there, David. Good little riddle. Hey, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you, Brother David, for calling in. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We do this every week, and it's also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Trying to help you grow and become a better person. As Ed says, Professor Ed, when he's here, he wants to think, after listening to this program, you would be smarter. and there's so much to gain, isn't there, JJ?
Oh, absolutely. Put this on a resume and watch how quickly you're hired and then promoted.
Right.
Yeah.
Just watch your career take off. I think we need to probably get something together where they send in $30, something of that nature, to get our special get ahead in life program.
We absolutely need a booth at the job fair. There's no question about that. Right. We need to be there.
We're getting there. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions for the last time this half hour.
All right. Here's what I've got. For the past 3 Olympics, nearly every swimmer has eaten cantaloupe prior to their race to add buoyancy and increase stamina.
That's what causes those marks on their body.
True or false? And then,
it's true or false question.
True or false question. And then add a couple. How many tournaments make up a Grand Slam in golf? How many tournaments make up a Grand Slam in golf?
Mm-hmm.
Then another Bible question. What is the shortest book in the New Testament? The shortest book in the New Testament?
All right. What incredible country. What incredible country just won the World Cup of Hockey. Fresh off the press, or as Tim has reminded me, fresh off the internet page this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What incredible country has just won the World Cup of Hockey? And in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson denounced what material object as a symbol of the arrogance of wealth? And number 3, what valuable animal parts, located mostly in Asia or Africa, can be up to 10 feet long and weigh up to 200 pounds.
I think I know what you're talking about now. I'm visualizing that.
Here you get one of those crocodiles turned into a coffee table, you will be the envy of everybody on your block.
All right. What's the old joke you say if a guy had a bumper sticker advertising his taxidermist and his
the guy was a taxidermist as well as a veterinarian, and it was all right there in the same building, and on his card it said, either way you'll get your pet back.
Guaranteed.
Maybe only in Kentucky. All right, that's where JJ grew up. That's why I said that. Here are my three questions. What adventure tale introduced the expression yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum? Number two, what after Mandarin, which is a language spoke in China, what are the other three most commonly spoke languages in the entire world? The most commonly spoke languages after Mandarin in the entire world. I want the three. Number two, lastly, what does a heliologist study? A heliologist, you know, goes to school to get a degree in this, and they get their master's and their doctorate, and then they get a job, and then they can't pay off their student debt because nobody wants to hire somebody. You know, there's only a select few job openings for something like this, so you end up flipping burgers.
And they look on there and see that they didn't go to Learning University and went to Princeton, right, or Harvard, or somebody. Yeah.
But they will forever know in their life, you know, that they, wherever they go, they can say, I am a trained heliologist, and I want to know what a heliologist does. What is their goal every day they get up in the morning? All right, here's our phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday, a.k.a. Learning University, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. You're listening to American Family Radio. If you want to send us an email, here's our address, comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net is our address for American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Yes, it's good to be in class. And, oh, look, Brett's got his hand up. Okay, Brett, how are you?
Oh, doing all right, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Brett, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both. I was going to answer the Mario one, but I was a day late and a dollar short. I guess I'll try the
right.
Oh, that big Latin word.
Hey, where does that expression come from? A day late and a dollar short, you think?
My grandpa.
Your grandpa, yeah. Yeah, well, that's true.
That's good.
You're
Brett.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, which one you say you want to tackle? Which question?
Oh, that big heliologist.
What does a heliologist study, Brett? What does a heliologist study?
Is it beetles or flying insects or something like that?
No, that may be.
That's an epidemiologist.
What is that?
Epidemiologist.
Yeah. That's it. You know, you got the ologist part right there, but a heliologist studies something other than bugs or.
No.
Well, now I have to look it up.
Good try.
Yeah, you'll want to look it up. Hey, Brett, what's your question for us?
My question is, we all know the Earth is mostly water. What percentage of that water is fresh or drinkable?
It's not going to be the oceans, which
no. What, 70% of the Earth?
Yeah,
three quarters. I think three quarters is what I've always heard.
Three quarters.
So, you know, most of it's going to be salt water.
I'm going to say, you're saying what percentage of the world's water is drinkable?
Is fresh water.
Fresh
water. Fresh water.
Oh, gosh. I might say, what would you say, 20%?
Well, of course, you got to count from wells. So there's a lot of fresh water underneath the Earth.
Yeah. Well, if 75% is the ocean, right?
I'm going to say 11.75.
I was going to say 11.78.
No, I'd go with 14.5.
Okay, which one is it? What's the answer?
The answer is 3%.
well, according to Bill Nye, you know, I may not agree with him, but he has a pretty good YouTube channel.
The science guy, he said, what does he say about that? The answer to that question is what, 3%?
It's estimated at 3%.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That shows you why there's not good clean drinking water all around the world.
I'm buying me one of those converters, though.
The desalination.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get it before the end of the world, but I hadn't got it. I've been putting it off, and so
3%.
You know, you can get one of these converters that'll take water and purify it.
You catch it during a rainy season, and that'll give you a head start.
Exactly.
Barrels. Yeah.
Anyway,
well, Bill Nye went on to say that of that 3%, 70% of it is locked up in the polar caps.
Wow.
Boy, that guy bring joy to your life, won't he? Right there. Just listen to him, and you'll be inspired to go out and make something of yourself.
Hey, Brett, go back to your bunker.
Bill, thanks. We're all going to die tonight.
Thanks so much for listening, buddy.
All right, Bill. Have a good one. Right.
You too, bud.
Bye-bye.
What is that?
Isaiah from Arkansas. How are you, Isaiah?
Good.
Bet you never said that before, have you, JJ? How are you, Isaiah?
Oh, how are you, Isaiah?
You've been on Isaiah?
Not. Yeah, that's right.
You grew up with Isaiah Thomas, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
But he was
right.
Some kind of basketball player.
Did he
player.
Play with Larry Bird?
I'm not sure. Hey, Isaiah, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which question you want to answer?
The adventure one.
Adventure one? Which one is that?
Yo ho ho.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's mine. Okay. My apologies. Who are we talking to?
It's
here?
Isaiah.
How old are you?
10 years old.
10 years old, Isaiah. So you you got about 6 more long years before you get your driver's license, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you're going to get there. It seems like an eternity. I remember when I was your age, looking forward to that.
Let's hope you have plenty of drinking water to last till you get your driver's license. That's the main thing.
That's the main. Get you one of those purifiers. That'll help should things go awry. All right, what adventure tale introduced the expression yo-ho-ho and a bottle of what? No, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. What's the answer? Pardon?
Pirates.
Well, Treasure Island. There's the pirates in Treasure Island. Yes, that would be a correct answer. So, you know,
that's close enough.
He was on the right track.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
He was on the right track. Treasure Island, yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. One of the pirates expressed there, and that people say that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, yo-ho, I don't know.
Makes people nervous at the precinct when you're saying that while you're voting. You pull that curtain close and you're saying that out loud.
Or if you just yell it out at the restaurant at lunch, people will look and stare. It makes people uncomfortable.
Isaiah, do you have a question for us?
Yes.
What is it? Quickly.
Wild boars have stubby legs, but they are fast. They can run much faster than a what?
Than a horse.
What's a
wild boar?
Yeah, a wild boar.
It's kind of a rhyme.
Than a horse.
It's a rhyme.
Is that right?
It's a person.
Oh, run faster than a person.
Especially when they have cantaloupe.
Yeah, well. Not anybody that's eating cantaloupe. They can outrun one of those.
Yes, they can. Especially if you
if
have
they're
two
swimming.
Of them.
If you're trying to swim and get away from a wild boar. All right. Thanks, Isaiah. Have a great weekend. Thank your parents for listening to American Family Radio. Okay, buddy?
We still don't know what a heliologist studies.
No.
That will be answered one way or another in the next half hour of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. So we got the news, and then we got more of Learning University straight ahead.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.